This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when youth participates in nation building, the nation develops rapidly and also makes its mark in the world. He said with their hard work and innovation today, the youth of the country is showing the world that how much potential the nation has. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi said the youth who have received their appointment letters today have the big responsibility is to strengthen the nation's economy, internal security, develop modern infrastructure and bring changes in the lives of labourers.
जब युवा राष्ट्र के निर्माण में भागीदार होते हैं तो राष्ट्र तेज विकास भी करता है और विश्व में अपनी पहचान भी बनाता है। भारत का युवा आज अपने परिश्रम और इनोवेशन से दुनिया को ये दिखा रहा है कि हम में कितना सामर्थ्य है। स्किल इंडिया, स्टार्टअप इंडिया, डिजिटल इंडिया जैसे अनेक अभियान इस दिशा में युवाओं के लिए नए अवसर बना रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister said in a few days the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 is going to be organized in Mumbai. He said at the center of this event are the youth of the country.
Kuch hi din baad Mumbai mein World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit yani Waves 2025 ka आयोजन होने जा रहा है मीडिया गेमिंग और एंटरटेनमेंट फील्ड के इनोवेटर्स के लिए ये प्रतिभा दिखाने का अभूतपूर्व अवसर है ये एक ऐसा प्लेटफॉर्म होगा जहां एंटरटेनमेंट से जुड़े स्टार्टअप्स को इन्वेस्टर्स और इंडस्ट्री लीडर से जुड़ने का मौका मिलेगा
He said the women of the country are touching new heights in the fields of bureaucracy, space and science. The Prime Minister said the government also has a special focus on empowerment of rural women. The 15th Rozgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country today. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam. In a statement, council members emphasized that terrorism is a major threat to global peace and must be fought in all its forms. The council called for the perpetrators, supporters and sponsors of the attack to be brought to justice. Pakistan's Defence Minister Khwaja Mohammad Asif has admitted that the country supported terrorist groups for three decades. In an interview with the British news channel, Asif acknowledged that Pakistan was involved in dirty work on behalf of the West when asked about Islamabad's history of funding and backing terror outfits. Asif further described it as a mistake and said that Pakistan has paid a heavy price for its actions. In Jammu and Kashmir, to ensure the safety of Vaishno Devi Yatris, an integrated command and control centre will be operationalised at Katra town of Riasi district by the first week of May. Our correspondent reports the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board held a joint security review meeting yesterday to assess operational readiness and security measures for ensuring a safe and smooth pilgrimage. Pope Francis, the head of the worldwide Roman Catholic Church, will be laid to rest at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome today. The funeral mass will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. President Draupadi Murmu will offer condolences on behalf of the government and people of India. Akashvani won a total of 6 awards in various categories at the India Audio Summit and Awards 2025. The third edition of the awards, which recognize excellence in radio and audio content production, was held in Mumbai last night. Among the top accolades for Akashvani, former Union Minister Smriti Irani's program Nayi Soch, Nayi Kahani, A Radio Journey with Smriti Irani was named Series of the Year on radio. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.